Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org.
Thanks.
Or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words. Really get right in and bang them out.
All aboard the night train. Night train.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, working.
Hello, hello.
Oh,
am I live?
You're coming out loud and clear. Just the saxophone of King Curtis started. I looked over at my co-presenter and he didn't have a mic in front of him.
Nothing. I sat here for 30 minutes. Almost 30 minutes.
We've sorted the studio visuals out. We've got, what film is it?
The Cars That Ate Paris, on in the background.
Yeah, 1974 Australian film. Thanks to Andy for the last 2 hours of weekend breaks and angry kittens. Confession time, I had to switch it off in the studio because it was making me too excited. putting me on edge a bit. And that's not how I want it to be. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. The two of us here till 11 o'clock.
Hopefully the sounds of King Curtis relaxing you now. Yes. Easing you back into your flow.
It does. I've been in a terrible mood all day, though. So
this said, is bound to improve things.
Yes. As you said, look out, listeners.
Buckle up.
Yes. No.
You're in the lash of your tongue.
No, they're in for a treat tonight because we've not done a normal show for a while.
We haven't, have we? Last week we were doing our All 45s on a whim throwdown.
Yes.
Do you know what's annoying? I found there was two more specialty 45s that I forgot to include last week. Because I didn't go through the boxes well enough. Anyway, I'll put them in a future show.
Perfect. Then we'll do a callback like a proper show.
Yeah. Tonight's opener. Yeah.
Yes.
New track from Goat's brand new album, One More Death. The album is self-titled, Goat. 6 albums in and you released the self-titled album.
Classic move, isn't it?
They've also, I had to count them back, 3 live albums,
yep.
6 studio albums, 2 soundtracks.
Ooh.
In a fairly short space of time.
Yeah, relatively.
Less than maybe 10 years.
Not far off. Hopefully, if things go according to plan, we'll be seeing them next week.
Yeah.
It's funny, I don't actually listen to the albums. I just listen to what you pick on the show.
That's
and,
enough.
And when I go to see them live. Be hopefully the third time next week, making them draw level with Metronomy.
I always joke that they have a new radical sound, which they didn't on that song, did they? But there is some slightly different sound in this album.
Maybe I should do some homework before we go.
I'll tip you off to which song to listen to. They probably won't play it live, so it won't matter.
Perfect. Okay, well, we've done our babbling. We're going to play some tunes. Now we're going to start with some doo-wop and then play a little bit of soul after that.
Love that girl. Girl. Hold me, baby, squeeze me, never let me go. I'm not taking chances because I love her, love her so. Oh, oh, oh, gee. Yes, I love her. Yes, I need her. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Why I love
women may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. Oh, but while I'm weary, try a little tenderness. I may be waiting, just anticipating things I may never possess. Oh, but while I'm waiting, try a little tenderness. I may be sentimental, I have my griefs and my cares. A word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women, don't forget it. It's all her whole happiness. Oh, oh, it's so easy. Try a little tenderness. Sentimental, I have my griefs and my cares. A little word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women, don't forget it. It's all her whole happiness. Oh, oh, it's so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Thought you didn't care. Oh, but here I am again with you. This time I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live at 93.2 FM.
Listeners, that was the first set over and done with. All my picks.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
Excellent. That's the story of the show. No, I'm kidding.
I'm charming.
You're charming or you'll chime in?
I'll chime in. Definitely not charming.
So, yes, that was a few things I've been listening to over the last few weeks when we've not been on the air. Kicked off with The Crows of G, mentioned in Paul Simon's book, The Life, which I was reading. I gave up on it, though.
Oh.
After Graceland. No, after The Rhythm of the Saints, the one from Brazil.
Right.
The Brazilian album he did. Just kind of lost interest. It kind of fizzled out. It didn't seem that interesting. He started talking about the Broadway show that he was going to do.
Oof.
I was like, I'm out. I don't like musical theatre. It's just not for me. But it's...
Still like a man writing about his musical theory.
Well, it was kind of weird. It's a kind of authorised biography, so it just doesn't go into enough detail, is what I wanted.
Yeah.
I think was the problem. I want to know more about the years of him trucking around the UK wearing a jumper, you know, being cold, it's grey, which I imagine England was in those times. There's a little bit about it. It was all right. Just reading up about the Crows. Wikipedia article on the single is extremely odd. I think it's written by somebody in the band, or maybe somebody related to the band, because it's kind of trying to will it into existence and saying the single released in 1953 has been credited as being the first rock and roll hit by a rock and roll group. Obviously, I'm not the I'm not the person to call it these things, but I've wasted a lot of time on Wikipedia articles about early rock and roll stuff and other things, and you know, shows and books and whatnot. And I've never heard that mentioned ever. So I don't know. I'm not disputing it because I wasn't there, but
someone in the band's making a wild claim.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, put it in there and just see what happens.
might get some biters.
There we go. After that, we had Little Miss Cornshucks with Try a Little Tenderness, a song written by Jimmy Campbell, Reg Conley, and Harry M. Woods. I'd never heard that version before.
Nope.
I suppose just always assumed that What's His Chops was the original.
Oh, just.
Yep.
Yeah,
no. I don't know if that was the original either, but one of the early ones. Very little known about her, but that was released in 1951 on Coral Recordings. Apparently, Armin Erdogan was such a big fan of her, he recorded her just for himself in 43, years before he even had a record label, because he just liked her voice. There's a few podcasts and stuff out there to listen to. I thought there was a documentary, but it was just an interview talking head for half an hour at this one guy, and I looked at it and I was like, should I watch this? I was like, oh, I didn't really change much, and I think I looked at the thing at the end, kind of the blurb on it, and it turns out he didn't find her. So searching for Little Miss Cornchucks, and he didn't find her. Then we had Alice Clark with Never Did I Stop Loving You. I'm going to send that one out to Steffi and JF. I was at their wedding in Brussels a few weeks ago, and after the speeches, that was the first one that came out of the blocks. Shazammed it naturally. It was like, oh, this is a groover. Sent it to you. And did you say somebody's favourite album?
Mr. Scruffs, I think. I watched something with him a while ago, and he's pulled that out as one of his favourite all-time albums.
I've never heard of her. Apparently, there's very little known about her either.
One classic album.
Yeah. It was quite the wedding, though. They got married in a park by the mayor of Oops. I'm not sure how you say it, in the area of Brussels. But we got there, and sort of Steph came along, and then for some reason they played the Belgian national anthem.
Did people salute, or what did they do?
We just sort of stood around. We didn't really know what to do.
What did the Belgian people do?
Just kind of looked as puzzled as we did.
Oh, okay. And so then somebody, not a normal event.
No, and then it looked like somebody didn't do the comic sort of hand across the neck to kill it. But they did stop it early, but I just wondered, somebody put like
just
the 40.
Fade down, or just the pause?
No, it was a fade down. Oh, nice. But it was a great wedding, so shout out to them. Congratulations, thanks for letting me come along for the ride. As you know, I've not met him. No, I've met him once. It's always a classic at the wedding. And you go, oh, thanks for inviting me. We've had a wonderful day. And he's like, oh, it's lovely to meet you. It's like,
I won't bring it up.
Yeah. So, in my defence, it was 5 years ago. But, you know, it just made me laugh. I don't take these things personal. I'm very generic looking as well. And then finishing up that set, we had Clarence Reed with Masterpiece. That's one I Shazammed off Hacks, which is available online if you can find it. It's a great show, great music, but this is pretty nerdy. Matt Biffa is the musical supervisor, and he's one of my favourites. So we did the music supervising for This Is Gonna Hurt, EOTFW, Sex Education, Heartstopper. He's really, basically, he's really good at his job. Yes. And if you're like, I need some great picks, you're like,
this is the guy.
Yeah, watch one of the shows, get your Shazam. And one of them was like under 400 Shazams. I was like, where's he getting this from? Yeah. So yeah, that was Clarence Reed. So finally, one of your picks.
Yeah, we're going to go to Turkey now for some deep breaks.
Nereden geliyorum, nereye gidiyorum, neredeyim ben, bilmek istiyorum. Sevgiyi arıyorum, güzele tapıyorum, insan mıyım ben, bilmek istiyorum. bilmek istiyorum. Acılar çekiyorum, gözyaşı döküyorum. Aşık mıyım ben, bilmek istiyorum. Dağlara çıkıyorum, yağmurda koşuyorum. Deli miyim ben, bilmek istiyorum. Şarkılar söylüyorum, şiirler yazıyorum. Ağlıyorum ben, sevmek istiyorum. Neredeyim ben? İnsan mıyım ben? Deli miyim ben? Ağlıyorum ben. Sevmek istiyorum. Sevmek, bilmek istiyorum.
around and see how long I'll wait around for you. You made the choice yourself, girl, and you found out that you were wrong. Don't cry, don't waste your tears, 'cause the chance you had is gone. I might come back if I knew how you felt inside. And if you would be true, then I'd forget my bitter pride. Too bad,
yeah.
But sad,
yeah.
I'm glad.
You're on the outside looking in.
You're on the outside looking in.
Bad, but you're sad, and I'm glad.
All right.
You're on the outside looking in.
You're on the outside looking in.
Yeah, you're on the outside looking in.
You're on the outside looking in.
I'm standing here on the inside, looking
at you. C'est cool. De la grâce, de leur blouse en douteur.
Yeah, welcome back, folks. Sorry, I got sidetracked by the screen again. We're still watching Cars 8 Paris. Keep zoning out on it. Anyway, back to the more important stuff of the music.
Back to what we're actually here for.
Yeah, so started out, as we said before, some deep Turkish breaks. That was Erkut Tekin with Sevmek. Is it Yorum? I don't know how to say that. My perfect Turkish is not the best, let's be honest. From his one and only self-titled album from 1975, it's got an incredible album cover. Double denim, shirt open, horseback.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. send that one out for Kalinka. He was covering Welsh's Sounds Like This show last week, and he played some sort of remix of that, like a modern edit. With a more like a 4/4 underneath it, which is pretty cool.
I think I actually accidentally found that on Bandcamp when I was trying to find a link for that one.
Oh, right.
I said, this is good.
I vaguely recognised the sample, and he told me what it was. And then when I listened back, I was like, oh, yeah, I know it. I've got this record somewhere. He sounds like he led quite an interesting life, this guy, from a badly translated Turkish wiki site.
This is perfect. This is what we want.
This is like one of those things when you say some things about yourself and someone has to guess which one's the made-up lie. So he began his musical career by joining the Navy Academy as the young sailors, singing and playing trumpet. He's the Armed Forces swimming champion. Could be true. He was expelled from school, so joined the military academy.
Okay.
So maybe he was expelled and that's where I joined it. He moved to Germany and worked in a Ford factory for 8 months. Could be true. And then went back to Turkey, joined another orchestra, and got jobs working in casinos and clubs. Starred in two Turkish films in the 60s. And at the end of the 70s, he retired from music and bought a hotel in the south of Turkey. But before he did that, recorded some of the peak of psychedelic Turkish funk. So there you go.
What a life.
What a life. Quite like to read a book about that guy. after that, a song which I didn't realise how Turkish influenced it was until you put it next to a Turkish song.
Yes.
The Smile with Colours Fly from their latest album, Cutouts, out, what was it, last week?
It just came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah. I think they, well, we went to see them live earlier this year. They had a lot of spare new songs knocking around.
Yeah.
And I think very much in the Kid A Amnesiac style, they recorded during the same sessions but came out several months apart.
Okay.
In an album recording way. So yeah, that album, if you like the last album, what's it called? Something about eyes and wolves.
It's just something about,
I have got it, so you should know what it was called, really.
It's close enough, just eyes.
Wolves have eyes?
Yeah.
Something about that. Anyway, after that, we then took a detour to Louisiana for some mid-60s US garage rock of the rawest kind, which we like around here.
Mm.
This five-piece recorded just four sides, so two mega rare 45s now. It's been well out of press for a long time. But yeah, finally reissued this year, recently, so no need to be playing those badly ripped copies on stuff like Pebbles. Is it Pebbles?
It's Pebbles,
that's
yeah,
where I had to find it. This one from.
After that, we had another purchase from Brussels. It was Les Missiles with La Nouveau Goût de Saint-Anne from Wiz, French psychodrama, 1966 to 74, volume 4. Purchased that in a record shop in Brussels. It was a bit of a struggle. It was one of the weirdest experiences I've had in a record shop. First of all, there was a poster on the wall that said no phones, so you weren't allowed to use your phone in there for some reason. They were blasting out some really abrasive post-punk, like way too loud, and the whole time there was a guy from Otley in double denim shouting at the guy behind the counter. He wasn't talking with him, he was literally shouting at him about stuff, and the guy was not interested. So I bought that record. All of the prices on the records were on the back, so when you're flicking through, you need to go, oh yes,
so
I want
awkward
this. Oh,
so
it's
awkward.
€60. Then I paid for it. I was like, have you got any bags? It's like, yeah, we've got tote bags, but they're a tenner. It's like, oh well, I don't really want that. So I had to walk around with the album looking slightly pretentious. I think we've covered this before about not liking people seeing what you went back to the friends who had, like, you know, they'd gone to a bar and spent an hour in the record shop, and they're like, what have you got? I said, I've just got this compilation that's of weird French you know, psychedelic rock and stuff. And they're like, all right, weirdo. It's like, oh, there's no real way to share this with anyone without looking like, you know.
But here we are now,
yes,
sharing it on the raves.
Well, that's perfectly, I can do that here.
Yeah.
Then we finished up with Jackie Mittu and Sound Dimension with Full Up, from 1968, produced by Cox and Dodd. Sampled by over 100 songs, including possibly my least favourite reggae song ever, Pass the Dutchie. By Musical Youth?
Yes.
Can't stand it. It's one of my top 10 most disliked songs ever. Possibly my most disliked reggae song. So yeah, I thought we'd just finish it up with this. Right, there is one more coming up this hour,
yeah.
I guess. Finishing up with
Disco Mix.
Yes,
yeah,
it's
let's
been
do
a
while. It. Yeah. Said, well, where did I hear this one? Ah, yes. Comedy Sound at Hagler's a few weeks back.
Yes.
Who played it? Spencer, I believe. I could be wrong. It was in my Shazams. And it's also my want list now.
Okay, so...
See, it's Michael Prophet, Creation Rock, on the Rock for Rock rhythm.
That sounds about right.
Could have done a Sound Dimension version of this thing.
Ah, maybe next time.
Come along now, yeah, yeah. Ooh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh. Yes. He's I and I must so throw away the knife and the gun, because we all gonna have some fun. Throw away the ratchet and the bun, because we all gonna leave as one. Yes. Whoa.
All junglists in the land, listen this. Drum and bass selection 5 is now touching down. Rewind my selector.
20 bad boy sounds for the original junglist.
It's the most tearing collection yet. Available on double CD, double LP, and DJ Hype mixtape. Drum and bass selection 5 out now.
Hello ladies, do you like looking good 7 days a week and even when you go out at the weekend? Well, the place to shop is Right Fit, 464 Kingsland Road, Dalston East 8. Open Monday to Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. We currently have on sale skirts, tops, trousers, suits, dresses, jackets, flares, etc. All at low, low prices. So if you are a person that likes bargains, come on down and have a look around.